Books on Tape presents The Journey, How to Live by Faith in an Uncertain World, by Billy Graham, read by John H. Mayer. Preface by Billy Graham. You can't change the past. Whatever has happened in your life so far, both good and bad, cannot be altered. And all the decisions and events that have made you what you are today are indelibly inscribed in the story of your life. But with God's help, you can change the future. And that's what this book is all about. The future doesn't need to be a copy of the past, nor does God want it to be. No matter what your life has been like so far, God wants to put your feet on a new path, a better path. His path. And regardless of what you may have thought, His path promises joy and peace and purpose far beyond anything you could have imagined. This doesn't just happen, however. An architect draws the plans for a new building, but it still has to be built. A composer writes a new piece of music, but it still has to be played. A chef devises a new recipe, but the ingredients still have to be cooked. In the same way, God has given us a blueprint for living, but we must know what it is and then put it into action. And this can happen because God doesn't leave us to do it alone. He wants to be with us every step of the way, guiding and helping us, and even correcting us when necessary. Because He loves us and wants what is best for us. My prayer as you read this book is that God will use it to help you begin a new journey in life, the greatest, most exciting journey you could ever experience. As we'll see, it isn't always an easy journey. But even in the midst of our problems, temptations, and sorrows, life can be different. Most of all, it is a journey of hope, because it leads us to heaven. No matter how young or old you are, or what your life has been like so far, I invite you to explore this journey for yourself. May God bless you as you read this book, and teach you through its pages how you too can live by faith in an uncertain world. Section 1. The Journey Begins. Chapter 1. Welcome to the Journey. O Lord, if you will, please grant success to the journey on which I have come. Genesis 24:42. Life is a journey. Like every other journey, it has a starting point. You had no choice about it, of course, any more than you had a choice about your parents, or the color of your eyes, or your race, or gender. But the minute you were born, you embarked on a journey. The journey of life. And like every other journey, it has an end. It may come suddenly and unexpectedly, or after years of declining health. But it will come. And like your birth, you will have no choice about it. You can ignore it or laugh at it, but that won't change its inevitability. A wise poet once said that death comes equally to us all and makes us all equal when it comes. But like every other journey, it also has a middle, and that is our real journey. Those years between our birth and our death. For some, it is tragically brief. For most of us, however, our life's journey will last many years, moving successively from childhood to adolescence and young adulthood, then on through the middle years to old age. Like birth and death, this part of the journey is also inevitable. Try as we might, we can't turn back the clock or stop the relentless march of time. Years ago, I never dreamed I would live well into my late 80s. But life has a way of surprising us. And none of us can predict how long our journey will last. My wife Ruth and I talk about it frequently, knowing that someday soon our journey through this life will be over, and we will embark on another journey, one that will last forever. Caught up in the present. Life is a journey, although sometimes we forget it. Life becomes so hectic, and we become so preoccupied with our immediate concerns that we don't step back and see the whole picture. For many people, life is a constant struggle just to survive. Others have everything they could ever want, yet remain unsatisfied and unfulfilled. Perhaps you see your own life's journey as a series of unrelated events, some good, some bad, strung together like beads on a string. Or perhaps you feel trapped, like a leaf in a rushing stream, tossed about by circumstances beyond your control. Or like many people, you may never have stopped to think about the road you are traveling, never asking where you came from or why you are here or where you are going. But God didn't intend for our journey through life to be this way. Instead, He meant for it to be filled with joy and purpose, with even the most ordinary events being part of His plan. He also wants to guide us as we make decisions and give us hope for the future. Most of all, He wants to join us on our life's journey. What kind of journey? Life is a journey. But what kind has it been so far for you? Perhaps your journey has been marked by disappointment, sorrow, and heartache. You yearn for something different, something better in life. But lasting happiness and peace have eluded you. Or perhaps you decided years ago to spend your life pursuing excitement, pleasure, fame, or success. For a time, those may have satisfied you. But eventually, if you're honest, you discovered they led only to boredom, disillusionment, emptiness, or even self-destruction. Or you may have found yourself overwhelmed by crushing problems beyond your control. Sickness, financial pressures, broken relationships, fear, guilt, loneliness, despair. Life for you has become a hopeless burden with no end in sight. Or perhaps you are one of those whose journey has been relatively free from problems, yet aimless and empty, without any real purpose or direction. You may even believe in God and consider yourself a sincere Christian, and still you're discouraged and confused, overwhelmed by circumstances you don't understand and don't know how to escape. Tragically, every year thousands decide they can't bear life any longer and decide to end it. You may even have been tempted to follow them. The words of Job in the Old Testament are just as true today as when they were written thousands of years ago. Man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. Job 5:7. Job knew it from personal experience, and so do we. Can life be any different? But must our journey always be this way? Are we destined to lurch down life's road from one pothole or detour to another? Down inside, we all sense that this was not the way life was meant to be, and we yearn for something better. We suspect there must be another way, a different path from the one we have been traveling. But why do so few people seem to find it? Why have we missed it? Can life be any different? The answer to that last question is yes. No matter who you are or what your life has been like so far, the rest of your life's journey can be different. With God's help, you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?